Good morning. My name is Stephen Schaub, and I'm the leader of the Fidgetal Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Imageworks in Pawhead, Vermont. This audio blog is on how we communicate on the internet. I've talked about this topic tangentially throughout the last year, specifically relating to photo forms and how information is shared and discussed. But I've been trying to think of a really good example and to sort of illustrate sort of where I'm coming from. And this morning one presented itself. It's Sunday morning, it's snowy, it's cold here in Vermont, and I decided to make breakfast for my family. So I'm making chocolate chip waffles. So after making it, serving it up, my 3.5-year-old daughter sits down, looks at the plate and says, "I hate chocolate chip waffles." Now, the best part is she's never had chocolate chip waffles before, but she's decided that she hates them. So it takes my wife and I 10 minutes to basically convince her to try the chocolate chip waffles. Of course, after taking a single bite of the chocolate chip waffles, she says, "I love chocolate chip waffles," and decides that she has to devour the entire plate. This is something that I see playing out an awful lot on the internet. Somebody will post an idea or a review of a product or a new way of working, and there's a lot of really wonderful, great feedback going back and forth, and then you have somebody who's got a bone to pick. For one reason or another, this, you know, sort of rubs them the wrong way, or they hate the company, they hate the person, you know, lots of different reasons, and they decide that they're going to start to post a lot of negative misinformation. And I think this is something that we as a photographic community need to be aware of, because all of this information that's being archived out there on the web is there forever. And if you're a photographer a year later going out trying to find information on a particular process or a particular piece of equipment or whatever, and you come to a post that's just riddled with this misinformation, it's very difficult to get the straight truth about this product or this way of working without hacking through it with a machete. So I think it's important that we just keep this in mind as a community when we're on the web, and we try to, you know, make sure that any information that we post is backed up factually, and we look at what we're about to say and say, okay, are what we're saying 100% true? Can we back it up with testing and experimentation? I know for a fact that everything that I post on Fidgetal Revolution, I myself have at least tested and looked at. Your results might differ, but I can at least back everything up. Nothing I'm posting on the website is sort of secondhand information. It's all information that I've looked at and I've verified. And I'm sure that's the case of an awful lot of posts. The listeners of this audio blog are the same way. Yet, there's a lot of other people out there who are sort of, you know, the crazy sociopaths who just absolutely want to hear their gums, you know, and hear their voice on the web or click their little keys on the web, and are willing to say outrageous things that really don't make any sense and that don't help us as a photographic community. And in the end, boil down to a statement such as, "I don't like chocolate chip waffles." Thank you very much for listening. These are just my thoughts. I'd love to hear yours. Have a great day.